I'm Ken Fireman, the managing editor for Sage Business Researcher, and I'm speaking with journalist Kathy Murray, who has written our report on the skills gap, the gap between the skills that employers are looking for and those that prospective employees bring. Thanks for joining us, Kathy.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
I believe you started out your reporting feeling rather skeptical that there really is a skills gap. It seems that you've revised your thinking. Can you explain why?
Sure. When I started out reporting, there are quite a few academics that have some compelling research on how employers are essentially using the skills gap as an excuse. And if they change their recruiting practices, raised wages, for example, the problem wouldn't exist. So they don't believe it's a real skills gap. And I thought that sounded good until I started looking at the numbers. And when you really dig down into individual industries and you start looking by region, you do see that there are some places where there is, in fact, a real skills gap.
Are there particular industries where this is especially acute?
Yes. In high tech, computer science, data science, the number of people coming out of college with the knowledge they need just cannot possibly keep up with the growth in that area. So that's an area. Also, ironically, manufacturing, because when things started going overseas, people either retired or moved on to other jobs. And now factories are facing a resurgence and they're bringing in new automation and they need people with more technical skills to work that equipment. So,
And I think you mentioned in your report that healthcare is another area.
Yes, healthcare as well. The demand just outstrips the supply there, both right. in the higher levels and nurse assistants.
One of the things you highlight in your report is the fact that many companies have cut back on their training programs in recent years. Why have they done this?
I think they started looking at it like anything else, a budget item, like let's get rid of this because it's too expensive, very short-term thinking. And then also they would make the argument that, schools should be doing more of this and it's the universities that weren't educating the students right for them. And, these became their arguments and they ultimately could hire people from other companies who were already trained. So it wasn't a problem. But as the market's gotten tighter, they don't have as much leeway.
Sure. Well, this kind of leads to another question that I wanted to ask you, which is how much of what employers call the skills gap is really a hangover from the last recession when employers were really in the driver's seat and were constantly seeing applicants who were overqualified?
Yeah, well, actually, a good deal of what employers call the skills gap is in fact that. I found that everybody I interviewed had a skills gap, and you'd ask a few more questions, and it'd be like, "Oh, well, essentially, what you're doing is you're refusing to raise wages, or you're not looking hard enough, or you don't realize it's a buyer's market now for employees." So, a lot of them haven't caught up to the reality of the way things are now.
Yeah. And yet, as you said at the top, there are specific industries and specific sectors where this gap is truly real.
Exactly.
It's,
exactly.
It's not a hangover from anything. It's bedrock reality.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk lately about reviving apprenticeship programs. President Trump has talked about this, other people as well. How would this help to close the skills gap where it really exists?
Well, again, I think those would be in manufacturing and in the trades. So you're talking about perhaps workers that don't have college educations but need some very specific training and job experience in order to do their professions. I mean, I talked to, three different companies who were desperate for plumbers and HVAC people. And electricians and welders and these people used to sort of grow up and be trained, at start in shop class, and they'd go to a company and they'd apprentice and then they'd stay on, and that kind of went away. So more apprenticeships could be a good thing if it's done right.
Yeah. Okay. I've been speaking with Kathy Murray, who has written a Sage Business Researcher report on the skills gap. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.